ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22. Chapter entitled, Prithu Maharaj's Meeting with the Kumaras, Text Number 38.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya vibhati.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya vibhati.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajivahi buddhi.
Maya viveka
vibhuti srajivahi buddhi.
Tam nitya mukta parishuddha visuddha tattvam.
Tam nitya mukta parishuddha visuddha tattvam.
Pratyudyat karma kalila prakritam prapadhe.
Pradyut karma kalilam prakritam prapadhe.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya vibhati.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya vibhati.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajivahi buddhi.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajivahi buddhi.
Tam nitya mukta parishuddha visuddha tattvam.
Tannitya mukta parishuddha visuddha suttattvam.
Pratyuda karma kalila prakritim prapadhe.
Pratyuda karma kalila prakritim prapadhe.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya vibhati.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajivahi buddhi.
Tam nitya mukta parishuddha visuddha tattvam.
Pratyudha karma kalila prakritim prapadhe.
Word for word,
yasmin,
in which,
idam,
this,
sat asat,
the Supreme Lord and His different energies,
atmaya,
being the root of all cause and effect,
vibhati,
manifest.
Maya,
illusion.
Viveka vibhuti,
liberated by liberated consideration.
Sraji,
on the road. Va.
Or.
Ahi.
Serpent.
Buddhi.
Intelligence.
Tam.
Unto him.
Nitya.
Eternally.
Mukta.
Liberated.
Parishuddha.
Uncontaminated.
Vishuddha.
Pure.
Tatvam.
Truth.
Pratyudha.
Transcendental.
Karma.
Fruitive activities.
Kalila.
Impurities.
Prakritim.
Situated in spiritual energy.
Prapadhe.
Surrender.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila
Prabhupada
ki.
Translation.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifested Himself as one with the cause and effect within this body. But one who has transcended the illusory energy by desire and deliberate consideration, which clears the misconception of the snake for a rope, can understand that the Paramatma is eternally transcendental to the material creation and is spirit and situated in pure internal energy. Thus the Lord is transcendental to all material contamination. Unto Him only must one surrender. Translation responsibly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead,
manifests
Himself as one with the cause
and effect within this body.
But one who has transcended the illusory energy
by deliberate consideration,
which clears the misconception of a snake for a rope,
can understand that the Paramatma is eternally transcendental
to the material creation
and situated in pure internal energy.
Thus the Lord is transcendental to all material contamination.
Unto Him only must one surrender.
This verse is specifically stated to defy the Mayavadi conception of the oneness with the differentiation between the individual soul and the super soul. The Mayavad conclusion is that the living entity and the super soul are one. There is no difference. The Mayavadis proclaim that there is no separate existing outside of the impersonal Brahman, and the feelings of the separation is Maya or illusion, by which one considers a rope to be a snake. The rope and the snake argument is generally offered by Mayavada philosophers. Therefore, these words, which represent the Vivartavada, are specifically mentioned herein. Actually, the Paramatma, or the Super Soul, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is eternally liberated. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is living within the body amongst with the individual soul. And this is confirmed in Vedas. There are likened to two birds sitting on the same tree. Yet Paramatma is above the illusory energy. The illusory energy
is called Bahiranga Shakti or external energy. And the living entity is called Tatastha Shakti or marginal potency. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the material energy represented by as earth, water, air, fire, sky, etc., and the spiritual energy, the living entity, are both energies of the Supreme Lord. Even though the energies and the energetic are identical, the living entity or individual soul, being prone to a influenced by the external energy, considers the Supreme Personality Godhead to be one with Himself. The word Prapatya is also significant in this verse, for it refers to a conclusion of Bhagavad Gita 1866, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. In another place, the Lord also says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavanam Ante Gyananam Mam Prapatyate. Bhagavad Gita 7:19. This prapadhe or the saranam raja refers to an individual soul surrendered to super soul. The individual soul, when surrendered, can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although situated within the heart of all individual soul, is superior to individual soul. The Lord is always transcendental to the material manifestation. Even though it appears that the Lord and the material manifestation are one and the same, according to the Vaishnava philosophy, he is one and different simultaneously. The material energy is a manifestation of its external potency. Since the potency is identical with the potent, it appears that the Lord and the individual souls are one. But actually, the individual soul is under the influence of material energy, and the Lord is always transcendental to it. Unless the Lord is superior to the individual soul, there is no question of prapadhe or surrender unto Him. This word prapadhe refers to a process of devotional service. Simply by non-devotional speculation on the rope or on the snake, one cannot approach the absolute truth. Therefore, devotional service is stressed as more important than deliberation or mental speculation to understand the absolute truth.
Om Ajnana Timirantascharya Nanjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadavayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamlam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sakadatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitamsa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama
Rama Hare Hare. Yasmin Idam Sat Asat
Atmaya Vibhati Maya Viveka Vibhuti Srijivahi Buddhi Tam Nitya Muktam Parishuddha Vishuddha Sattvam Prayudaka Karma Kalila Prakritim Prapathe. The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifested Himself as one with the cause and effect within the body. But one who has transcended the illusory energy of the, by deliberate consideration, which clears the misconception of a snake or for a rope, can understand that the Paramatma is eternally transcendental to the material creation and situated in pure internal energy. Thus the Lord is transcendent to all material contamination. Unto Him only we must surrender. Hare Krishna. So we are hearing the continue to hear the instruction given by Sanat Kumar to Maharaj Parikshit.
Prithu Maharaj.
This ultimately also is Parikshit Maharaj receiving as well. Yes. So, Prithu Maharaj is receiving this wonderful instruction, teachings by Sanat Kumar, the four Kumaras, the great exalted devotees. So, in this verse, Prabhupada talks about a few points. Primarily, it is discussing about the super soul. Paramatma. Yesterday, Keshav Prabhu elaborately explained the Mayavad philosophy, how Mayavad is denying the existence of personal form of the Lord. And the Kumaras are giving here that Lord has a form. And we should surrender to the Lord. He is the all-powerful personality of Godhead. Now, so today we'll discuss little in details of the different aspects of Paramatma. The role of Paramatma, what does he look like, what does he do, and different things. So, the role of Paramatma comes into existence when a living entity or jiva desires to enjoy or be separate from the Lord, from the spiritual world. Just like a child is being stubborn or being a asking or wanting to do something that is not really a desirable. So what does father do? For example, he wants to a child wants to drive a car. Father knows child cannot drive. If he drives, what happens? If a child drives a car, what happens? Yes, accident. There could be so many falls. You might even hit someone really hard, even kill. So it's dangerous, right? But the child is so insistent. No, I want to drive. So what does the father do? He creates an environment where the child's desire is fulfilled. How? He creates a little playground, it has a boundary, it has a safety net, and then he buys a toy car. Then, let him drive. Yet, he's not just completely letting go, he is watching from distance. That's the father, that's the compassion of the father. Similarly, yes, When the jiva
desires to enjoy separately, then this is our situation, just like a child. Being a compassionate father, he is accompanying us as a Paramatma. So Paramatma is a Supreme Lord. Now he is accompanying us, every living entity. So where does the Paramatma come? There's a once we have desire, Lord creates this material world for us to be, for us to drive around, for us to enjoy. We have everything, all the freedoms it's given, but it's very limited. So creation begins from Krishna. He expands into Chaturviva, the second Chaturviva. From the second Chaturviva, from Mahasankarsan, is three Lord Vishnu. This is the creation begins from Lord Vishnu Maha. So how many Vishnus we have? Three. Who can tell me? First one, Krishna. How many Vishnus there are?
Mahavishnu.
Yes. Yes, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Shiradakshaya Vishnu. Yes. This is confirmed in several places in our scripture. In Satvata Tantra, it is mentioned Vishnus to Trini Rupani. So Trini means three. Purushakyo Atho Vidu. They are known by Purushas. A Purusha avatar. Ekantu Mahata Srasti. The first one creates the universes. Dutiyam Anda Samstitam. The second one enters into each universe. He enters into each universe. So first one is creating all the universes. The second one is going into each universe. Tritiyam, the third one, Sarvabhutastam, he is going into every living entity as a accompanying father or the guide. So three Vishnus. It's also confirmed in the same thing is mentioned in Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma. Eko Vishonachitum Jagadanda Koti. The first one is creating the millions of kotis of Jagadanda, universes. Yat Saktirasti Jagadanda Chaya Yadanta. The second one is going into each universe. Andantarasta Paramanu. So is now the third one is going into every atom and also coming into every living entity. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. So now the three Lord Vishnus are there. So what comes in next? As Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, material elements is created. So what are the material elements? Earth,
fire,
water, fire, air, ether. These are five Maha Panchabhuta Tattva, the great five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. So earth you can see, is all, whatever you can see, everything that is visible, touchable, or like a fruits, vegetables, they're eatable, they're all the manifestation of earth. Then this goes a little further, or more subtle, is water. It's only in a liquid form. Then it's fire. Fire is more subtler than water. Then even whereas fire can touch and see. Next is air. You can only feel it, but you cannot see it. Can anyone see air? No. It's getting more subtler and subtler. Then ether. Ether, we can't even feel it. Air, at least we were feeling it. There's wind, you can feel it. But ether, you can only hear.
is a sound. Then there are five knowledge acquiring senses: eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin. Then there's five sense objects, which are the form, sound, smell, touch, taste. Then there's working senses: voice, legs, five working, working senses: voice, legs, hands, anus and genital. So how many are there together? Five gross, five sense knowledge acquiring senses, five sense objects, five working senses. They're all together now? 20. Yes? Then there are subtle energies, which is mind, intelligence, false ego. Yes? So there are more. And three modes of material natures, and also element, karma and kala, the time. These are all subtle energies of the Lord. Then the two spiritual energies. Anyone care? Atma and Paramatma, Jiva, yes. Combine all these 28 elements, consist of whatever you see in this material. This is a creation. Everything, whatever you see, whether it could be a building, it could be a tree, it could be water, aquatics, jivas, everything, it's just a combination of these elements. This is the creation. So when these elements are in the inactive state, it's called pradhan. And when is they are put into their respective thing, is called a mahatattva, when they are coming to being. So, as Prabhupada mentions, they are divided into three categories. So the material energy is called categorized as a bahiranga sakti, external energy, which is a dull matter. Then the second energy is called tatastha sakti, marginal energy potency, which is us, all the living beings, all the living entity. They come into this category as marginal potency. It's a tatastha. Tata is also referred in Sanskrit, means a border. Either the living entity has got a power to go from, just like in a being in a bank, or of the river. He has an option to go into river, or he can stay in the land. So it's one of, he can go, he has an option to go both sides. That's why it's called tatastha sakti. Either it will fall into the trap of the illusory energy, or it can go into a spiritual energy. That has a choice. That's why it's called tatastha sakti. Then entire spiritual energy is called antaranga sakti, which is internal potency of the Lord. So there's three creation. Now, as Paramatma or Super Soul, where does he reside? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the information.
In the
heart. Yes. That's his residing place. It's in the heart of every living entity. Krishna, this is explained in 18th chapter of verse 61 of Bhagavad Gita. Ishwaraha sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Brahmayam sarvabhutanam yantra rudani mayaya. Which means, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated in the machine made of material energy. So that is this is where Lord resides. What does he do? He directs the wanderings of, just like they gave an example of a child who wants to be independent, but yet being a kind father, he accompanies and he sits in the heart. He's there, always guiding. And what does he look like? Even that description is given in our scripture. Srimad Bhagavatam gives a very nice, what does he wear? What does he look like? Sukadev Goswami, in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the text number 8, chapter 2, text 8, describes the appearance. How does it look like of the Paramatma? He explains. He says, the personality of Godhead residing within the body of body in the region of heart, and measuring 8 inches with four hands carrying lotus, wheel of a chariot, consul and club respectively. Kvachit se dehantara hridaya bakase pradesa matram purusham vashantam chatur bhujam, four hands, kanja, lotus flower, rathanga, or the like the disc, or the like shape of the wheel of a chariot, sankha, conch, gada, dharam. So what does he look like? He's got a four hands, something like Vishnu. Lord Vishnu carrying his four hands. He's carrying what? Lotus flower, club, chakra, and gada, the club. In the next text, text 9 of the second canto, second chapter, he gives what he wears. He wears, his mouth expresses his happiness. His eyes spread like a lotus petal. His garments, yellow in like a saffron of the kadamba tree, kadamba flower, sorry. And he's bedecked with the valuable jewels. His ornaments are made of gold. Set with jewels, he wears glowing headdresses and earrings. That is the description of Paramatma who lives within our hearts. Now we may ask a question, that if Paramatma is living and his features is described, how come we can't see? How come the surgeon who actually doing a surgery on the patient can't see? Because, anyone can guess? It is spiritual. Our eyes and mundane eyes don't have that capacity to see the spiritual form. Therefore we can't see what is there. If Paramatma or the soul, living entity, is not in the heart, and how it's the, once he leaves this body is dead, can't even lift, can't even do, can't even stand. If you make a dead body stand on the and try to make him stand, does it stand? No. Collapses, falls, because the living, the Paramatma and the soul has departed. Who gives the energy in the body? I'm able to speak, I'm able to talk, I'm able to move my hands. Where is that coming from? Yes, soul and Paramatma. Paramatma is the person who's giving that power for us. We also find another reference in the Shweta Swarupa Upanishad. It is described the Angushta Matram Purushantara Atma Sada Jananam Hridaye
sannivisto. Again, he says, living in the heart. Hridaya means, he's living in the heart. What is the size described here? It's the angushta matram, the size of this thumb. So now we ask question, if it's the size of the thumb, what about in the as we mentioned, he is in every living entity, sarva bhutanam, all living entities, ants or little insects, spider, everything is tiny. The Lord is the size of the living entity, accordingly he reduces the size. It's not that, okay, he only fixes onto a size of the thumb or size of the 8 inches. Or this in Sanskrit is matra, means the size between thumb till the middle finger is called matra. So in the body of elephant, he could manifest that size. Now, what is his role as Paramatma living in the heart? What does he do? If Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, text 23, Upadrasta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara, Paramatma Chapikto, Dehismin Purusha Para. He is Upadrasta, overseeing. What does he do? Oversees. Everything is in his control. Anumanta, he permits, he gives sanction, he's a sanctioner. If we desire, if we are qualified, Paramatma sanctions, only then it can happen. If he doesn't sanction, no. So he is Upadrasta, overseer. Anumanta, he is a permitter. He gives you sanction or gives you permission. Bharta, not vegan ka bharta. Bharta means master. He is the controller. Bhokta, he is the supreme enjoyer. Mahaishwara, he is the supreme lord. Paramatma, he is known as Paramatma. So what is his role now? He is the overseer and sanctioner. That is his role. That's what he does as a Paramatma. If we desire, then it goes to Paramatma's. If he permits, then he give you. Yeah, we wish we could win the lottery. We desire, but it doesn't happen. Because we don't have that the karma or the qualification. If there was, Lord would have permitted that. Another example is giving Lord as sitting in the heart, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, like two birds sitting in the same tree. What's tree? Tree is body, material body. Yeah. Given it's just an analogy, but it's like two birds sitting in the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit of that tree. Second bird is just waiting when this. He's just waiting to see when he will turn to him, because the Lord is there. That is the example given. The Lord is sitting Lord and the soul and the super soul living in the same tree. That is, they are given in the Manduka Upanishad. Now, what are the qualities of Paramatma? Krishna also gives in the 9th chapter and the 18th verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Saranam Surit Prabhava Pralaya Sthanam Nirhanam Bijam Abhyayam. The Lord is Gati, the goal for the living beings. So is Krishna here. So what is living entities is to
If gati is, gati means goal. Goal is what?
To go back to spiritual world, go back to Krishna.
The Lord is gati. Huh? Partha, sustainer. Hmm? He sustains from one tiny insect, from tiniest insect to elephant to lion to human beings to demigods, name it, everything in the universe. He sustains. That's his role as Paramatma. Hmm? Gati, Bharta, Prabhu, he is the Lord. Shakshi. What Shakshi means? What does Shakshi mean? Krishna, do you know what Shakshi means? Witness. So he is now witnessing. The Lord sitting in the heart witnesses. Whatever actions we do, he is the witness. How does this? We do something good, something bad. How is it kept? Who monitors this? Who is the director? Here. Krishna is, as Paramatma, Shakshi, a witness. Hmm? Now, in Krishna has got a, also is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna also has got a his representative as a Shakshi or witness. There's about 13 mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam by the Vishnu Dutas when they were talking to Ajamil. They mentioned about 13 witnesses for all living entities' action. Who witnesses their action? About 13 of them. Does anyone can guess? Sun, moon, demigods,
fire.
Sorry? Alamiri. So this is in the 6th canto of chapter 1, verse number 42. It's mentioned. Surya, sun, Agni, fire, Kham, sky, Maruta, air, Deva, demigods, Soma, the moon, Sandhyas, the evenings or the injunction between the period, like you know, between night and day, it's called Sandhya. Ahani, day and night. Disha, directions. How many directions are there? Four, the main ones, and then the secondary, the primary four, east, west, north, and south.
Northeast.
Yes, northeast. So there's eight.
Hmm?
And up and down. There is 10 directions. Yes? So, directions. Hmm? Disha. Kam, water. Ku, land. Swayam. Even the soul living in the body is also witness. Hmm? Dharma or Paramatma. Prabhupada translated as Yamaraja or Paramatma, Dharma. These are the representative of Paramatma as a Shakshi. So we think, okay, no one sees, whatever we do, we can just hide in a room or hide in a secluded place. But there are these 10 or these personalities all watching the actions of the living entities. They work as a Shakshi. Yes? So what else we have? Shakshi. Nivasa is the abode. Saranam. He gives refuge. He protects. He's given all this, protection. Hmm? Refuge. Suhrida. He is the best friend. Why Paramatma is best friend? Because whatever friendship we have today, may we have a land, may have a lot of friends, friendships, wife, children, home, family, relatives, all those friends, they're going to be just here for this life only. But as a Paramatma, He has been accompanying us for millions and millions and trillions of years. That's why He is getting this title as Suhrida, very best well-wishing friend. Because He's been accompanying us, He's with us all the time, life after life. That's why He's called Suhrida. Prabhava, He is in charge of creation. Pralaya, He maintains, creates, maintains and destroys as Paramatma. Pralaya, Prabhava, Pralaya Sthanam, Nidhanam is a resting place. Bijam, He is the seed giving. All seeds that come from for our sustenance, He is the seed giver. Abhyayam, He is imperishable. This is Paramatma. This is the description. This is the qualities of Paramatma. So, as it is also mentioned, so in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, chapter 5, 41, there for us as a living entity, there are so many arrangements made. Now the questions asked, as a Saranam factor, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the, as Sarvadharman Paritya Mam Ekam Saranam Braja, who do we surrender? So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's mentioned that we are indebted for so many other things, like demigods, they provide, they are also in charge, they are representative of the Supreme Lord, they're providing us air, sunlight, heat, moonlight, rain, water. Demigods in charge. Do we surrender to them? No. It's mentioned, see, Devarshi Bhutatma Ninam Pritirinam Nakim Karo Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmayas Saranam Saranyam Kato Mukundva Parihitakaram. Do we surrender? Who do we surrender to? Deva? Because they're providing all the facilities? So say no. So we have Deva, receive, Bhuta, the other living entities we are indebted to, Apta, his friends and relatives. So then he says, give up everything, go into Saranam, Gato Mukunda Parihitakaram. Give up everything and surrender to who? Mukunda. This is our surrender, what Prabhupada mentioned. Sarva Dharman, give up everything. You don't need to, just worry, surrender to the Lord. As so that is the role of Paramatma. Paramatma is in this creation. He is the creator. He is the maintainer. He is the destroyer. Everything. He takes charge. Once in this material world, or as Paramatma, He is in complete control. He lives within us as a. He's got a same. Now another great feature is that even though He's been divided into so many living entities, it doesn't mean that He loses the power. He has the equal power as the Supreme Lord, original Supreme Lord Krishna, who is sitting with you. He's got the same power. That is the Lord described in the scripture. So where does He is also acting as a Chaitya Guru. Chaitya means heart. He who lives within the heart, giving us a direction, or giving us instruction, or giving us a protection. That is Guru, Chaitya Guru. So, for example, if I want to walk into a bank and I see a pile of, big pile of money, then there is a little instruction coming from, hey, it's money. As me, I wish I could have that money. Yes? But if he's here deeper down, do you hear something saying, no, this is not mine, this is not yours. If you steal it, it's a crime. If you do it, you're going to be put into jail. Do you receive that instruction? Do you hear the instruction within? If you go deeper down, yes. Who is giving that? Paramatma, yes. There's a Lord within that is giving us that direction. Anything that is wrong, if you really think and meditate before you act in certain things, Paramatma is giving you guidance. There's intuition that comes within from your heart. Who's giving that? That is Paramatma. That's why it's called Suhrida, the best friend. So he is, and the representation, the physical representation of that Paramatma within heart, because we can't see, we can't talk to him, then that is the representative of Paramatma is spiritual master. That is a representative of Paramatma. Spiritual master comes as in the form, so we can talk, discuss, ask questions and relate to him. So as a Paramatma, what we can't have is relationship. Just like we can have, what are the five types of relationships? Shanta, Dasya, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Five types of relationship we can have with Lord. One is in a neutral, Shanta. Dasya, as a servitor, as a parent, as a friend, or as a lover. With Paramatma, you cannot have this relationship. Paramatma's function is different. Paramatma's function is to maintain this creation. As a living entity, we may not be able to develop this relationship with Paramatma. But we can develop this relationship with Lord directly in different forms, as it is. Now, where does Paramatma's role end? Exactly. When a living entity returns or goes back to a spiritual world, the role of Paramatma ends there. Paramatma is no longer required at that point. As the third Vishnu, three Vishnus we mentioned, that day, he goes into a Shira Lakshai Vishnu, he's gone into that. The role of Paramatma stops there. Just like a father accompanying a child up until he returns. And he gives, once he's returned, then the father says, okay, you're done. You've been a good boy, you have returned. This is our position. So we are here in this material world. So what is Prabhupada saying? Surinda. Sarvadharman, Krishna says, Sarvadharman paritecha mamekam saranam praja. He surrendered the Lord, then he returned back home, back to Godhead. And then Paramatma stops at that point. So I would like to end here. Any questions or comments on Paramatma? Any comments? Yes.
Sometimes I confront with a question.
Do you want to take a mic for the online here?
Sometimes we confront with the questions.
There's no monkey.
Okay, sometimes we confront with the questions that that God doesn't have a form because it was not written in the Vedas, and the Vedas are the first scriptures. Mm-hmm. So why should I take the explanations for the other scriptures that has emerged from this after the Vedas? So Veda precedes the others, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So this is all these scriptures, they emerge after the four Vedas. So Veda came from the mouth of God has given the first scripture. So it is the best scripture, so it gets from there. But we didn't see that in the Vedas categorically it said that the God has formed. The God reciprocates with the way, five ways that is explanation. Mm-hmm. So why should I consider? And sometimes they confront. What should be the answers?
So as I understand, I can try to summarize the question. So he says in the Vedas generally God is mentioned as a formless, right? And now we find now Suryadharantu a form, God who's got a form, Suryadharantu him. Where is the reference for those God as having a form, correct? Is that the question?
Yes, that's the argument sometimes they bring for. So what should be the answer?
Okay. As mentioned, yes, somewhat you're right. I think, the feature of God is given in three forms. One is Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. It's not that it is not mentioned that God is formless. What is mentioned is God has got energy which you can see everything that is a formless. Is Brahman or Brahmajyoti. But it is also mentioned, yes, in scripture, God has a form from day one, from beginning. We hear this is the scripture which is Brahma Samhita, which was offered to Lord Brahma by Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna. When just beginning of the creation, what does it say? Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana. He does not say God has a formless. He is saying Satchit Ananda. What type of form? Is full of, is eternal, full of knowledge, and always blissful. Vigraha means form. So there is not mention of formless. There is one reference. That is the beginning of the creation, La Brahma, when he heard the baby. So, and like that, this whole Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioning Krishna has got a form. God has got a form. Whole Bhagavad Gita mentioned the same thing. Upanishad mentioned the same thing. He's got a form. We just read from Upanishad. Lord Vishnu has got three forms. Vishnu, Trini Rupani. Rupani. Rupa means form. How can we say God has a formless form? It's not that. Of course, God acts in the aspects of formless is also mentioned. Yes, it is mentioned. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti. So it's three aspects of God's realization.
So whether there is any hierarchical structure of our scriptures, okay, Veda is the first book, so that is why as per the status they are the best one. And then
No, it's not like that. No. It's not hierarchy, okay, well first we understand the Veda, then we understand Upanishad, then we understand the Puranas, and no, it's not like that. It's the Vedas is original, the thing. When the Vedas were studied by the great rishis and different the teachers, they have further expanded, they have their own explanation, and that comes in the form of Puranas, Upanishads, and Itihas, and all that, it comes. So it's all work, but yes, originally Vedas are there.
In the Vedas, it is mentioned. That's why it is mentioned in the Upanishads and different Puranas, mentioned as a Krishna, as a God, as a form, not formless. No. Sorry.
Prabhupada, you're just saying that one cannot form any relationships of the five rasas with the Paramatma and God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit confused because there's one verse quoted by Prabhupada also that Hanumanji, he says that I know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but Lord Ram will always be the Lord of my heart. So, one is, of course, one can form a relationship with the Lord of my heart.
So the question is, we mentioned that the Paramatma, as Paramatma, we do not have a building a relationship directly with Paramatma, as we can have a different relationship with such as Santa, Dasa, Sakya, Madhurya, and Vatsalya, and all those relationship to Paramatma we cannot have, where Madhuri, you mentioning that Hanuman was able to see the Lord from in the heart, and how is that relationship? Is it, what relationship is that with that you consider that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
that's not a relationship. Oh, at that particular pastime, what Hanuman was actually trying to explain, the Lord is everywhere. And Lord is within my heart as well. When I see it, the Lord is in my heart, and he actually showed. He was able to show that feature of the as within the heart. But in terms of relationship, there is not much of an interaction. He just proved that God is in the heart. He's living there. He's such a devotee of the Lord Ramachandra, he was able to show the heart within him, in the Lord in the heart. But he doesn't have that, you know, like a servitor or Madhurya, or he cannot, you know, yeah, he has a love, yes, of course. But primarily he's showing that he's there in my heart, my Lord. That's my understanding. But generally, if you see any other, it's that relationship is only in the other forms of the Lord.
Yeah, so my another question was, people say that Krishna is the Lord of my heart or like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So in that case, does the Ishtadeva or person take on the form of the Lord in the heart?
Some cases, yes. Like, I mean, as Hanuman, the example we gave Hanuman, yes, Lord took as a... But of course, he is there as a Paramatma. But just to show, prove that point, at that point, of course, that Paramatma is the same, Lord Ramachandra was sitting outside, is also. So he can he manifests himself as a Ram because he was such a Ramata. And then he's there manifesting himself. So what is the difference? I mean, the Lord, for the Lord, there's no difference. He's outside, but he can be also inside. And because he has such a devotion as to Lord Ramachandra, instead of showing him the Paramatma form, the Lord has manifested him as a Lord Ramachandra, because they are the same in the other way.
Would
we
like to say that the soul is in the heart and the Lord is in the heart? Would it be possible to say that the soul can serve the Lord in the heart?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But can you have that relationship? Not much. That's why Lord expands himself in a deity form for us to serve. Yeah, then we can have that, you know, connection. We can decorate him, we can feed him. That's the manifestation of the Lord that comes in. But within the heart and soul, yeah, it's there. But my soul is there, and then I'm also, because I'm living the soul, and the heart, the Paramatma is also living there in the soul. Can I worship him in there? Yeah, there's not much. Paramatma has a very specific a role to create, maintenance and everything. But in terms of developing a bhakti devotion, it is generally to the Lord Krishna directly, in a different form. Of course, the same form, same Lord. But it comes in a different role.
Okay.
In the beginning of the lecture, you explained that Paramatma is like the father who is teaching the child to drive and all that. So the safety net and all that environment. Now that we have this environment created for a lot of people, so my question is like, what have we done exactly? Like for example, yesterday Keshav Prabhu explained that the Brahmavad philosophy is that everyone is God and you fell down from God, so that's why you are here, and then you become God and go back again. So what exactly happens? As in, what have we done that is similar to wanting to drive a car?
So it's generally mentioned that as a living entity, when there is a, because the living entity has got a, one thing is a free will, freedom of desire, will, that he wants whatever, the desire is not controlled through. Because if the living entity is just the desire also, the will is controlled by a Lord, then it's mechanical. We have a freedom of our desire. So that desire, when is not, it is to be separate or being envy, having envy of the Lord as in His original form, enjoying and loving. When that desire occurs, then the living entity is put into a material world. Okay, you want to be separate, you want to be independent, you want to lord it over, you want to be the Lord. Okay, we'll create a little territory for you. So then the material creation is created for all the living entity who wants to be independent, who wants to be free, who wants to do whatever you like. It's given there. But it's like the given, the freedom is given within the guidance. It's like within the boundary. Of course, all the rules comes in. There is a, your freedom is limited. You can't do whatever you like. You're controlled. So that is when it starts. Then we come in, and then the whole Paramatma, the creation, then the whole material energy that comes into place. And this is all, it's a playground created by God for us. And that example you gave, a child wanting to drive.
Yeah. But like in the beginning of the creation is Satyu, in that everyone is in goodness. So
that's slightly different topic. Yes, Satyuga is there. That is Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Kali Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. These are time, given, it's a cycle. It doesn't, it's only in Satya Yuga, then there's after Kali Yuga, there's no more Satya. It cycles, it goes to Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga, it just goes in the cycle. So yes, in the Satya Yuga, people are more pious, more virtuous, more like Kali Yuga, as the day progresses. So Kali Yuga is not the beginning of the creation. It's not beginning. It's just that the different ages just go on the cycle. So yes, when the creation starts, yes, it starts from Kali Yuga, I mean Satya Yuga, goes down further. But these go cycle, they continuously go on the cycle. So it's not that sort of after Satya Yuga, it just goes on the cycle. Okay. We'll end here. Srikantra Srimad Bhagavatam ke jai, Sarva Upadhi ke jai. Thank you.